couple after couple explained to me that they didn't marry each other because they communicated so clearly or resolved their conflicts effectively or didn't fight. They married each other because they found each other irresistible. They were in love. But by the time they came to my office, they had lost that feeling of love. In fact, many were finding each other downright repulsive. And one of the primary reasons that they were communicating so poorly, resolving their conflicts so ineffectively, and fighting so much was that they had lost that feeling of love. When I asked the question, what would it take for you to be happily married again, most couldn't imagine that ever happening. But when I persisted and couples were able to reflect on my question, the answer I heard repeated over and over was for us to be in love again. Granted, poor communication, failure to resolve conflicts, and fighting all contribute to the loss of love. But they are also symptoms of lost love. In other words, if I wanted to save marriage, I would have to go beyond improving communication. I would have to learn how to restore love. With this insight, I began to attack emotional issues rather than rational issues. My primary goal in marital therapy changed from resolving conflicts to restoring love. If I knew how to restore love, I reasoned, then communication, conflict resolution, and fighting might not be as much of a problem. My background as a psychologist taught me that learned associations trigger most of our emotional reactions. Whenever something is presented repeatedly with a physical-induced emotion, it tends to trigger that emotion all by itself. For example, if you flash the color blue along with an electric shock and the color red with a soothing back rub, eventually the color blue will tend to upset you and the color red will tend to relax you. Applying the same principle to the feeling of love, I theorize that love might be nothing more than a learned association. If someone were to be present often enough when I was feeling particularly good, the person's presence in general might be enough to trigger that good feeling, something we have come to know as the feeling of love. I could not have been more correct in my analysis. By encouraging each spouse to try to do whatever it took to make each other happy and avoid doing what made each other unhappy, that feeling of love was restored with the very next couple I counseled. Their marriage was saved. From that point on, each time I saw a couple, I simply asked them what the other could do that would make them the happiest, and whatever it was, that was their first assignment. Of course, not every couple really knew what would make them happy, and not every spouse was willing to do it. So I certainly wasn't successful with every couple. But as I perfected my approach to this problem, I began to understand what it was that husbands and wives needed from each other to trigger the feeling of love, and I helped them identify what each of them needed. I also became more effective in motivating them to meet whatever need was identified, even when they didn't feel like it at first. Before long, I was helping almost every couple fall in love and thereby avoid divorce. My method proved to be so successful that I quit teaching psychology and started counseling full-time. As you can imagine, there were more couples wanting help from me than I could possibly counsel. 10 years after I began using this method, I finally wrote my first book, describing it, His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage. And now, 15 years after the first copy came off the press, over 1 million copies have been printed, and it has been translated into 11 languages. Many have called it the best book on marriage ever written. That may be true because, as far as I know, it is still the only book written that provides a tried and proven plan for married couples to restore and sustain their love for each other. What makes this book so effective is that it gets right to the heart of what makes marriages work, the feeling of love. Communication and problem-solving skills are important in a happy marriage, but not absolutely essential. It's the feeling of love that's absolutely essential. In all my years as a marriage counselor, I've never counseled a couple in love who wanted a divorce, but I've counseled many divorcing couples with excellent communication and problem-solving skills. Don't get me wrong, I'm very much in favor of improving communication and problem-solving in marriage. But unless those skills help trigger the feeling of love, spouses feel cheated in their marriages and often want out. This book will teach you what's most important in marriage, how to fall in love and stay in love with each other. I encourage you and your spouse to read this book together. Complete the questionnaires and answer the questions at the end of each chapter. You might even use two different colored highlighters as you read so each of you can let the other know what is most important to you. I have received letters from scores of couples who have dedicated each New Year's Day to rereading His Needs, Her Needs as a reminder of what they must do in the coming year to keep their marriage passionate. And it works. This is a book to be read often because it's about being skilled in meeting each other's most important emotional needs.